This might not be the best weekend for it weather-wise, but the Energy Department's Solar Decathlon is running on the mall this weekend. Richard King's the director of the Solar Decathlon at DOE, here to tell you about what you'll see if you head down to the mall. Good to talk to you, Richard. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
My pleasure to be here.
You've been doing the Solar Decathlon now since 2002. Tell me what people will see when they come down this weekend.
They'll see some wonderful houses. We have 19 different houses, all designed and built by architecture and engineering students from universities across the country, as well as four international teams. And they've just done a wonderful job. It's kind of the fifth generation homes. It is our fifth event. And they've raised the bar, and they've got just beautiful houses, lots of affordable energy-saving features in them for people to see and take back home with them. It's real innovation and creativity, and the students are just wonderful.
The good news is, I guess, that since we're having rain, as I mentioned, all through the weekend, this runs through October 2nd, so these folks will be doing a lot of different things, not just kind of sitting there showing their houses for a couple of days.
Oh, no, it's a very competitive competition. And they're going to be vying to see who's got the best house. So Decathlon gets its name from 10 contests. We judge them for architecture and engineering excellence, buildability, as well as communications. We also assess their cost. This year, they've all got to be $250,000 or less to get full points. And then we measure their performance. So they're in there now doing laundry, cooking meals, heating and cooling their space. So we put six students inside the house, simulating a family of six. And so for the next 10 days, they've got to do all the household chores and living that a family of six would do.
You used a term there that I don't know if I know what it means, buildability.
Well, these houses need to be replicable and something that what we think, you know, builders can build out there in mainstream America. So, you know, rather than, you know, kind of like space age houses that, you know, really no one knows how to build them, we kind of stress replicability and buildability.
You're looking for ideas, for concepts that contractors all over the country can run with immediately, right?
Yes. We're trying to educate students. We're also trying to educate builders and architects. Come see what these universities, the innovation that they have, the new technologies, the new energy-saving features. But yet we want them to be kind of off-the-shelf technologies and something that either, you know, homeowners or builders or architects can take with them and replicate.
I was amazed because when I saw the information sheet that you have posted at solardecathlon.gov, which is linked up, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, you had over 300,000 visits through these houses by members of the public when you did this last time in 2009. What are you doing to raise awareness of this to get people to come down and see these houses and see what's possible?
Well, you know, we open our doors to the public. We have viewing hours 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on weekends. We have a free shuttle going from the Smithsonian Metro to bring folks down. We're at West Potomac Park this year. And, people come. They line up. They really want to see these innovative houses and see what the students are doing and talk to the students. So we've got advertisements out there in the paper and on the radio. And, we encourage everybody to come down.
How do you reach out to the educational institutions ahead of time to get them interested in participating in this and to get them to come and build these houses?
Well, the Solar Decathlon is fast becoming one of the most coveted competitions for school, you know, universities who want to get into the sustainability field or the green field. And so 2 years ago, we put out the solicitation, and we had over 40 schools from around the world and around the country send us proposals, and we picked the 20 best of those. So there's a lot of schools that want to get into this. We give them all $100,000 as a grant towards paying for their house, and these are all $300,000 or $400,000 projects, even though the house needs to cost $250,000. You know, they need to have web pages and materials and then transport the house here and put up students while the contest is going on. So it's like a small business. They raise the funds, they design the house, they get the materials. They have large teams of about 100 students, and they bring their house here and set it up and open their doors as well. At the same time, they're running a contest.
I got to see some of the houses in 2009, thought they were really cool, and with the way that solar energy has progressed since then, I can only imagine this year's are going to be even better, and I appreciate you being with me to talk about it, and look forward to going down and checking them out sometime between now and October 2nd. I don't think I'll make it this weekend. I'm scared of the rain, though.
Well, I hope it doesn't rain solid like it did a week or so ago there. But, yep, I will look forward to seeing you. So look me up when you get here.